Test 76, Section 2, Question 26, and we're looking for which of the following conforms to the principle illustrated above. So it's kind of a parallel principle question. So it says, if a corporation obtains funds fraudulently, penalties should take into account the corporation's use during the time that it held them. So basically, if you get money illegally, then you should the penalties should take into account how much you made while you had those. In such cases, the penalty should completely offset any profit the corporation made in using the funds. So it's saying you should get hit not just for the funds themselves, but also for what you did with them. And so we need something that's going to correspond or conform to the principle illustrated above. So it's basically the idea that if you get something in a bad way, you shouldn't be able to profit from having used it while you had it. So A, if a driver causes an accident because the automobile was not properly maintained, the driver should be required from then on to regularly demonstrate that it's being properly maintained. That's not really giving a penalty to offset any gain. So if a factory is found to have recklessly violated pollution laws, they should be required to make the expenditures necessary to bring it into compliance with those. Well, that's kind of saying make it better going forward, but it doesn't say offset any gain that you had. C, if someone is sentenced to perform community service, the court has a responsibility to ensure that the community at large, rather than a private group. Well, that's not really saying you shouldn't be allowed to benefit from having had it. D, if an athlete is found to have used banned performance-enhancing substances, that athlete should be prohibited from participating in all future. Yeah, but that's also going forward. We want to go back and fix what you did while you had it. If a convicted criminal writes a memoir describing the details of that criminal's crime, any proceeds of the book should be donated to charity chosen by a third party. And I went, wow, I don't love that one either. But that does say you shouldn't be allowed to benefit from that wrong act. And in a very broad way, that is what the principle illustrated above is you shouldn't be allowed to benefit from having done that wrong thing. Not just should you have to, you know, give it back, but you shouldn't be allowed to have benefit from what, from having had the illegal funds. And so in this case, E is the closest, although it is definitely at least a bit of a stretch. But none of the others said you shouldn't be allowed to benefit from what happened in the past. And so therefore, answer choice E is going to be our best one.